It's 59 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Matthew Smith, a senior at Hoggard High School, came to WHQR several months ago. Matthew wanted to hone his skills in recording and editing sound files because he was entering a contest with a national program called Skills USA. His category to compete was radio. Matthew visited the station. We did some work. We learned some skills. After the competition, I asked Matthew to come in to talk about his overall experience and to bring his competition partner, Johnny. After the interview with them, I gave Matthew the raw audio, including all the outtakes, and told him to use his new skills to edit it down to 6 minutes for today. And this is what Matthew did. Matthew, go ahead and tell me what you had for breakfast.
I didn't eat anything.
You didn't eat anything for breakfast?
Nah, I normally skip it.
And Johnny Dickerson? Johnny, go ahead and tell me about what you have eaten today.
I have eaten nothing.
Okay, so Matthew Smith.
Yes.
Tell us about when you first came to the radio station and you said, you know, I'd like to learn some skills. I'm entering a competition. What did you hope to learn, and did you learn it?
You taught me different techniques to edit out breaths, find the right balance for people's volume, trying to master if it's the right sound, a lot of volume management, the surroundings, how the mic picks things up. That helped me a lot because when I went to the competition, it was very loud.
Now, Johnny, Matthew told me that initially you weren't necessarily that into the whole idea of doing radio stuff, but he roped you into it. Has your feeling about it changed at all?
Yeah. When I first met Matthew, I'd only, like, edited one thing of audio before, like, just out of curiosity. He showed me the program that he used, WAudition, and it, like, makes it a lot simpler. And I actually really like doing it. What I do is I change, like, the BPM on, like, songs I listen to, like, change the sound of them and stuff. Like, I do that a lot.
So you've been using audio software to change music.
Yeah.
And then with this project with Skills USA, which we'll talk about exactly what that was in a second, you had to use it to record and to think about voices and to think about content and then add a little bit of music in. So music became a back burner issue instead of a front burner issue.
Yeah.
With that. Now, this was a competition that you both took part in through your school, Hoggard.
Yes.
High School. And it was through Skills USA. Tell us a little bit about Skills USA. And I understand that they have a variety of different competitions. And you, Matthew, wanted to do radio. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, they have a lot of different vocational competitions. It really just helps the students find something they want to do by putting them in an area where they can just test out what they like. Because once they're there, they get to see, well, I didn't like this, but I liked being the assistant nurse, so I'm going to be a nurse. And when they get to college, they start practicing that instead of saying, well, I don't know, so I'm just going to do those two basic years. And if I don't know from there, I'll just pick one.
If you did Skills USA next year, would you do a different field? And if so, what?
I won't be able to do it next year.
Why not?
Because I'm a graduating senior, I wouldn't be able to do it because it's a high school program.
Wait a second. Matthew, you're graduating?
I am.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now tell me about the actual competition itself. Tell me about the Skills USA competition. What was that like? You've been to two?
We went to the regionals, which is basically practice for the state. And when we got to the state, it was very interesting because there was 20 teams in a field that we didn't see anyone else in at regionals. And we were surprised by that. And then the prompt they gave us was a bit vague, so we had to work around the bush to figure out what they were asking. And once we figured that out, it took about 3 hours to do it. So it was a bit difficult. It challenged me, which I enjoyed.
Okay, let's say that the people listening right now don't know, have any idea what we're talking about. Yeah. You got a prompt. I mean, what exactly did you have to do?
We were told to make a 60-second ad promoting Skills USA and how it works with businesses to help improve students' ability to work in the field.
And Johnny, what part of that project were you most involved in?
I think I was most involved in helping, like, write out the scripts, like, what we were going to ask and, like, help, like, with the wording. And then I did help with, like, the editing at the end, choosing, like, good parts. The music at the end, that was me too.
Matthew, if you continue to come to WHQR and be a kind of
internish,
situation where you come in, you help a little bit,
and
you learn
a
little bit, what would you like to learn? What more?
I would like to learn a little more of the hardware, how to make it so that the mic doesn't start picking up all the noises around it. And I'd like to learn what position I should be in when I'm coming to the mic. Also, there's other things that I'd like to learn, like different techniques to manage the audio, how to appropriately phase in the music, because sometimes the music is too loud, too soft. Maybe a little more of creative projects to learn how to do the delays or FTT filter. I'd like to learn how to use that and the equalizer. Those were a little confusing at start, so I'd like to learn how to use those.
Johnny, if you did audio again, what would you want to do?
If I made audio again, I'd probably want to, like, improve overall on, like, all the skills, really. Because, you know, it was, like, my first time doing it, and I'd, like, just been learning. But I'd say I got pretty used to it, so I'd like to, like, expand, experiment, try to find, like, new things to do.
But let's say you were to make an advertisement for WHQR, the radio station, that is 30 seconds long. Would you be able to do that?
30 seconds long? As long as you don't ask me to add an interview, yes.
Hey, why don't you put that at the end of this interview then?
Is your dial set to 92.7? They play awesome classics that every person should know. What's that you say? You've never heard of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. My friend, you are out of touch. Tune in to 92.7 now for all of your classical needs. And hey, we'll bring you up to speed on over 4 centuries of music. So what are you waiting for? Set that dial to 92.7 today.
You can tell that Matthew is on the cutting edge of radio storytelling. Some of his techniques remind me of Radiolab. By the way, Matthew and Johnny, they came in 5th place out of 25 contestants in the state competition. Congratulations to them. So glad that they were able to work on radio for the 21st century. It's 59 degrees right now. The State of Things is next on 91.3. Music continues here on Classical HQR. It's 12:06.